and Dave in the morning.
G'day, Mackay Sundays, or anybody else listening to us around the country on the listener app, for example, maybe in Tamworth.
Yeah. Hello to everyone in Tamworth. Welcome to Stellar Radio.
92.9. I don't know what their station's called. Is it like Country FM?
929, yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
That's what it is.
There's no other name for it?
No.
Okay. Well, that radio station was mentioning our region, and we thought it was important to call.
Yeah, we actually thought they were talking smack, so we were ready. We were prepared to bring it back.
I wanted some smack spoken about us, but there was nothing.
No, it was all about where is Mackay part of the Whitsundays? Technically, it is, because you've got the Whitsunday Islands, the southern part. You got Keswick Island.
Yes.
So it's still the Whitsundays.
Hence the Mackay and the Whitsundays?
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, people. Tamworth, educate yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Get off the country music for us, bandwagon for a little while.
So short week for us this week. What are you going to do for the holidays?
Sleep, probably. I was actually thinking maybe on the Sunday doing Mass.
Yeah, right. Where are you going to go for Mass?
I don't know. I guess I'm Anglican, so I'd probably go to a church with the Anglican faith. I don't know. Okay. I'll look at that on Sunday morning.
It's very, very religious of you.
Well, I haven't been for God knows how many years. So I thought, okay, I'm getting older. I better put up some notches on the belt as far as the brownie points towards God.
Yeah, he just wants to get into the pearly gates at the end. That's what it is.
That's right. Yeah, just in case. I'm hedging bets. What about you?
I'm getting stuck into like fitness stuff again.
Yeah.
So I've been today will be the fourth day that I've done personal training.
Oh, really?
Or fourth session, I should say.
Yeah. They flog you to death, don't they?
Yeah.
Jeez.
But it's good because it gets you fit and I think clearly when I exercise more.
Yeah, right. Okay. Mm. See, I usually go into a heap of a mess in the corner somewhere when I do work out.
Everybody does, though.
Yeah, no.
That's a universal thing. Like, you feel good afterwards.
No.
But it's not easy.
But I don't feel good afterwards. I don't know why. It just, no. For the whole day, I'm not feeling the best.
Mm.
So I don't know why. But it's good to see that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to impress?
Myself.
Oh, really?
So I can outlive myself.
So you're not doing for Jamie?
I do nothing for anybody else but myself.
Right, okay.
I never have done anything to impress anybody or anything.
Yeah, right.
It's just me. I want to feel good.
Yeah.
Looking good is a byproduct, but it's about feeling good and, you know, not feeling run down all the time.
So okay.
Food has a lot to do with that too. So,
yeah. See, I love mataka.
Yeah, but you can eat as much as you want.
Yeah,
they call it high volume, low calorie foods. So I've seen people get like a whole lettuce, and they cut that up, and then they put things like your steak or whatever throughout the whole thing. So you eat that whole thing, so you're still getting your favorite bits, but the whole lettuce, which might cost you $84, is for a lettuce because it's so expensive at times.
That's cabbage.
They and cabbage too.
Yeah.
But it fills you up.
I was talking to Ben Hannon, ex Broncos player. Mm. Because he's here in Mackay every so often. He works out in the mines at the moment.
Yeah.
And he does the sports show on a Saturday, the Dead Set Legends, just for the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
So he comes in here to the station. And he was saying to cut, lose weight very quickly. He says, fish and broccoli, that's it. That's all he eats.
What about you?
I eat KFC and KFC with a side of KFC.
Are you free today for a coffee?
For a coffee?
Because you know how I have to meet out with, and I was just thinking about if I was to go to this meeting today, I'm meeting up with a friend.
Yeah.
I thought I'll have to think about what I can eat off the menu now because I am doing the personal training stuff.
Ah, okay.
So I always forethink. But she's just sent me a message saying, are you still okay for a coffee? Does Dave want to join us?
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
So if you do too much on your plate, you want someone to clean up the plate. Is that what you're saying? Is that why I'm being...
Dave's a plate licker.
Yeah. I'm happy to beat that too.
Hey, big show on the podcast. If you missed it, we had so much stuff on the show. Steve Smith, Mackay Police. We called Tamworth, didn't we?
We did, yes.
To tell them stop rubbishing us, but we found out that they didn't actually rubbish us, but that's okay.
That was no fun at all.
No.
And also the Matildas. We've got to talk about the Matildas there too, because that blew up today.
That's right. Okay, if you missed it, here's a podcast. Now, Dave, you've seen, well, look outside, it's raining. What a surprise, wet season. But if you ask Nitto from Weather IQ, we haven't had as much rain this year than we did last year. Nitto, good morning to you. Are you still standing by that statement?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, 100%. But you've had about a month's more worth of rain. So you haven't had as much rain, but you've had almost a month's worth of extra rain days to make it feel like it's been rain. You know that feels like temperature?
Yes.
Where we talk about how the wind and the humidity makes it feel so hot?
Yeah.
You guys are doing that with rainfall. So your feels like you've had a really wet season, but you haven't.
It's very frustrating, yeah. I can tell you now.
Nitto, I can tell you right now, that's how you've confused us. You really have.
That doesn't take much, if I'm honest. Hey, Thursday, we've got an Easter egg hunt in Mackay for our Easter egg dash. Are there going to be showers around the forecast for that day?
Yeah, sure thing. For the next couple of days, it's going to be, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we are looking at shower activity. It's just a matter of when those showers form. So a lot of the heavier showers are going to form sort of in the afternoon for the Mackay area, and they're going to be sort of around the ranges, and it's just a matter of can we get them off the range, and that'll be a day-by-day proposition. In the morning, there is chances of sort of lighter shower activity. There's going to be some heavier rainfall potentially overnight, early in the morning, like offshore, and some of that might nudge the coast. Mm. But so there's a couple of different sort of areas of shower activity that we'll get. So the offshore stuff overnight early in the morning that might go west just enough to nudge the coast. And then there's the afternoon stuff that's going to be on the ranges that might go just enough east to nudge the coast. So that's the stuff that we're looking at for the Mackay with Sundays. Outside of that, we are looking at relatively cloudy conditions for much of the days and maybe even a little bit of light drizzle outside of all that, you know. Mm. So it's a pretty ordinary sort of weather week right across eastern Queensland.
So what you're basically saying in a nutshell is we're going to have a soggy bunny.
For the Easter long weekend.
Yeah.
I used to read magazines when I was a kid that was like that.
Anyway. Oh, Nitto, I love it. Soggy bunny. I'll have to look that one up and see if I can still find a copy of it. The Easter long weekend forecast. Oh, my God. For the forecast for Easter long weekend. So pretty much the same as the next couple of days.
No, that's the good news. That's the good news, good. Guys. So on Friday, we've got a few, same sort of thing as we had Monday to Thursday, but on Friday, we are going to start to see a clearance. And so we'll drop back to just an isolated shower or two associated with big southeasters. That's probably not something the boaties want to hear. But as we go into Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we're looking at mostly fine conditions. So don't let any of this rain and in this cloud cover put you off trying to do something on the weekend, because we are looking at a mostly fine weekend. I mean, there's always going to be that isolated shower somewhere, but it shouldn't ruin your day. That's what I'm saying. So yeah, go out and enjoy your weekend. Boaties, unfortunately, I don't have good news for you. So if you're trying to get out on a boat, the reason the clearance is happening is because we've got these big southeasters coming up, and they're going to be around 20 to 30 knots right across the Mackay with Sundays area for Friday, for Saturday. They might drop back to about 20 knots on Sunday, and then they might drop back a little bit more to about 15 knots on Monday. So just be aware that boaties, yeah, not good. Maybe you could try and hold your plans back till Monday if you're a boatie.
So not good for fishing, but great for great news for a country fest.
Yes, on the weekend.
Yes, on the weekend. Yeah,
it's gonna be a big one. All right,
just be aware it might be soggy though. That's all, because you might have had a fair bit of the soggy bunny. Yeah,
just like your magazine, apparently. Oh my God! See, I love how we talk about
a rain on the ground. That's all I'm saying.
We talk about weather and it goes completely south. I love it. All the details, Weather IQ, you can find Nitto and the team there. Thank you for the update. Happy Easter to you, Dave, and I are away for a couple of weeks after this week, but we'll catch up with you when we return.
Thanks, boys. Happy right, Easter to you and your listeners.
Thank you, mate. 24 degrees right now in Cremorne, Jay and Dave for breakfast. But firstly, congratulations. How on earth and how long have you been trying to win the lotto with your friends for?
Nearly 40 years.
Wow.
So that syndicate.
So that $100,000 is just paying for itself. So you've broken even, finally.
Pretty much.
So walk us through that moment, Terry. I think we all dream about getting that phone call from Golden Casket. Did you receive the call, or did you watch the draw happen and then you thought to yourself, wow, we think we've won this money?
Well, yeah, I always check them Saturday night on the internet about 9 o'clock, and yeah, I got them up and sitting there looking. I thought, I checked them again and again, and I said, they're bloody our numbers, because I know the numbers because we've been having them so long. And, yeah, next thing my phone's going, because another one of my mates does the same thing. And he said, I said to my wife, I said, we've won the bloody lotto. Like, unbelievable. No.
Did she get on to the...
She was watching a movie on the TV. She said, can you be quiet? I'm watching this movie. And I said, we won the lotto. Yeah, we did.
So what's the plan now? Like, do you have any idea what you're going to do with $100,000 each? Are you all going to go on a holiday together? I did hear you with AB and Elliot yesterday on our Queensland Rush Hour, the afternoon show. And have you had any more thoughts since then?
Well, you know what? If we'd won it when we'd started, I could have bought a couple of houses. But I'm in my van down south touring around. So nothing can happen till I get home. I've got to sign forms because I'm the name on the registered card. So I won't be back till the middle of April. So I'm guessing there might be a bit of a crowd waiting for me at City Gates.
I feel like that's going to be the case. They'll be like, hurry up, Terry, get home.
Ticket say parade. Hey, you're looking at getting a brand new phone number, because you said off the air that your phone hasn't blown up ever this March.
Yeah, well, I'd leave it off the charge for a week, and now I'm putting it on every night. So,
is it people ringing you and asking you for a loan, or just congratulating you?
No, just all the mob in the syndicate and friends of ours. And, yeah, you know, they've all been good blokes. And I said to Alec yesterday, they've all gone separate ways, you know. Some have retired, some have moved into state and all that. And but, yeah, I'd send a text out, lotto's due, and in it it'd all go, you know. Wow. So there's one bloke we haven't been able to contact.
Okay, so who gets his share? Is that us?
We've decided we're going to do the old meat tray raffle if you don't put your hand up within a certain time.
I've got my hand up right now, Terry. I've got my hand up. Well, congratulations, mate. It's absolutely great to see that 10 friends have won the syndicate over 40 years. It's taken you to get to this point. Any advice for anybody who's continuously putting in syndicates like Dave here? Yeah. He puts it in every week.
Yeah.
Good on you, Dale. Like I said yesterday, you know, like, yeah, just keep putting them in and who knows?
You never know until you give it a go.
Exactly right. Congratulations, mate. Enjoy that $100,000 cash. Thanks for joining us this morning. And if we need a loan, we'll hit you up, eh?
Righto, mate. Are you getting line?
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge J.
Are you ready to judge now, Judge J?
This is going to be the last Judge J for a couple of weeks, obviously.
Yeah.
Being on annual leave after this week. And some of the cases, they're up there. I've actually skimmed over one of them, but I'm ready to rule.
Okay, well, be extra judgmental today.
Oh, I find it very hard to do that, but I think I'll survive.
The next few weeks. All right, this first one comes from Ursula in South Mackay. G'day, Ursula. Boys, why would someone who has just won the lotto come out and tell the world they won? Aren't they just asking for trouble or just rubbing it in?
No, they're not. Maybe they are rubbing it in. I don't know. Look, we're talking to Terry later this morning.
Yeah.
Who won the lotto on the weekend, along with 9 of his friends, work friends.
Yeah.
$1 million. They split it into 10 different ways, $100,000 cash each. Mm. What if you decide to tell and make it public, then that's on you. Why is it such a big deal what people do? Why, Ursula, why are you worried about what Terry is doing?
It sounds like Ursula's got issues.
I'm jealous that he won.
Yeah, me too.
I'm happy for him that he won, but I'm jealous that he won.
I think that's what Ursula is. Jealous as well.
Pull your head in, Ursula. We'll catch up with Terry later in the show this morning.
How many eggs should we buy our kids for Easter? My husband says one, but I remember waking up on Easter morning to heaps of eggs as a kid, and it was amazing. That's courtesy of Helena in North Eaton.
Now, this one I'm on the fence about.
Yeah, right.
I also got lots of Easter eggs as a kid.
Yeah.
But then when you get older, it sort of shines off the whole Easter feeling, wore off because it wasn't about eggs anymore.
Yeah, sure.
So I made it more about family and friends and spending it with people.
Hey, Helena in North Eaton, how about you do this instead, okay?
Pull your head in, Helena.
No, don't say that. What I'm saying is it doesn't have to be a lot of eggs, just has to be one massive egg. Yeah. Like the biggest one you can find.
Make Easter more important than just Easter eggs, I say. That is my ruling. Pull your head in, Helena.
Heloise in Serena. Are you going to say it straight away or what?
I'll wait.
To pull it in. Do you think it's okay to sell tickets you've won in a competition? I saw someone selling tickets to Country Fest that they won from you guys. What do you think about that, Louise and Serena? We saw that as well, Louise.
If you are silly enough to buy tickets from somebody who's selling them online for $400 they were being sold for, when you won them, fool. You're the fool.
Offer $10. Because he's still $10 richer than what he was. Not like he actually paid for the tickets.
Did he end up selling them?
I don't know. I think everyone's just laughing at him behind his back.
Pull your head in, guy who's trying to sell them.
Love them today. Love them.
Country Fest this weekend. Your chance to win tickets, by the way. Last minute tickets to win coming up after 7:30 this morning with Jay and Dave.
The people are real. The cases are real.
The rulings are final. This is Judge
Jay. It's Triple M Breakfast.